Listening Library presents Let the Circle Be Unbroken by Mildred D. Taylor. Read for you by Allison Johnson.
Chapter 1.
Ain't that Wardell?
Papa and the boys peered out into the deepening shadows as a slight figure slipped from the dense forest on our right and across the defile to the hardness of the red road, and vanished into the trees on the other side. My eldest brother, Stacy, sat beside Papa on the wagon seat. Christopher John and Little Man were in the back of the wagon with me.
Could have been, Cassie,
Papa said, slapping the reins lightly across the mule's back, urging him on, for the November light was slowly failing, and we had one more stop to make before we went home. Already we had passed the Morgan place, or at least what used to be the Morgan place, but which was now government land, like so many other farms taken for taxes by the state of Mississippi in the 4 years since 1930. We had passed as well the Great Faith School and church grounds, with its semicircle of five fragile-looking, weather-beaten buildings on skinny brick feet. Now we were approaching the Granger plantation, which sprawled southward, northward, and westward for some 6,000 acres, almost 10 square miles. Up ahead, the Silas Lanier house, standing unpainted and gray in the midst of the drying cotton stalks, marked the beginning of it. Past the Laniers were the Mason Shorters, and across from them, tucked behind a growth of untrimmed bushes and second-growth trees,